winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to Avengers Infinity War, a spoiler chat. This podcast is only for you who have seen the movie. I'm going to dissect a few scenes from the movie, and yes, I will be talking spoilers. So if you haven't seen Infinity War, come back when you see it. This is a spoiler chat, discussion, whatever. It is spoiler. Spoiler field. Okay? Alright. I'm talking about, there's a few things I want to talk about. So, spoiler warning activate in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, spoiler. Death. Everybody dies at the end of the movie. Okay, well, let me back up a little. The villain of the movie, Thanos, his ultimate goal is to get the 6 stones to put in the gauntlet. And with this gauntlet, all he has to do is snap his fingers and have the population would die. So, he gets all stones throughout the movie, and by the time the movie ends, he snaps his fingers, and everybody dies. Alright, but before I get to that, I want to talk about a few other deaths. First, the movie opens up, Thanos is on the Asgard ship. He killed everybody on that ship, but only half the population of Asgard was on that. The other half is somewhere else. So anyway, Thanos kills everybody. He gets the Tesseract from Loki. Loki gives it to him. Thanos kills Loki. Loki is dead. This is emotional. This is great. I love the character, but the Loki character has wrapped up his story. There's really nothing else to talk about with him. So, he went out. He went out and Thanos killed him. And it is going to show you how powerful this guy is. With only 2 of the 6 stones. He killed Loki. Loki's dead. Alright. So I fast forward a little while and we get Gamora. Gamora is with Thanos. He kidnapped her and she knows where one of the stones is. They get to this place where the stone is and who's guarding the stone? This was a big surprise. Red Skull is back in the Marvel movies. That's right, Red Skull is guarding the Soul Stone. Awesome. He tells Thanos the only way to get the Soul Stone is you have to train something that you love. So, Thanos kills Gamora to get this Soul Stone. He gets it. Alright. There's one of the last stones. He also gets the Time Stone, but he doesn't kill anybody for that. The last stone he gets is the one in Vision's head. Kills Vision, gets the stone. And boom, all 6 stones he has in this glove He gets the rock. So he tries to stop him. He throws his axe and Fenrir says, "You should have hit, aimed for the head." And like that, boom. He snaps his fingers, and within 2 minutes, ten of the heroes died. And then after that, Thanos gets away. He is a sentient, he sits down, he sighs, and the movie ends. The movie ends with the villain winning. This is a shock. Okay. Now, when he snaps his finger, some of the people that died, that's more over some of the people. So, probably the most emotional for me was Spider-Man. He's just a kid, and as he was dying, he was like crying to Tony, I don't want to go, and he just fades away. Great scene, I loved this scene, but we know he's coming back. He has a new movie coming out next summer. Spider-Man Homecoming 2. We know he's coming back. But it can take anything away. Great death scene from Peter Parker. Black Panther. He dies, but we know he's coming back. My feeling is, everybody who dies after the snap is coming back. I do think either Captain America or Iron Man will end up dying at the end of Avengers 4. But, yeah, I think Loki stays dead, his story is over. I think Gamora stays dead. Only because her death scene was so powerful and so emotional, I can't see them bringing her back. Vision, I think Vision stays dead. I don't see why they would bring him back, but who knows, they can bring him back. There was one more who died. Gamora? I can think there was one moment. Yeah, everyone before that snap stays dead. That's my feeling. Alright, well, that's the nuts. I want to talk about some awesome moments in it. So, there was a part of the movie where Thor goes off on a mission with Rocket Raccoon and Groot. They go to get a new weapon to fight Thanos. Thor gets an axe. And some of the dialogue, some of the story between Thor and Rocket is great. Thor keeps calling him Rabbit, Sweet Rabbit. That's great. And he wants another. Spider-Man, Tony, and Doctor Strange are off on Planet Titan. They have great comedic moments. The Guardians have great comedic moments. When Thor showed up on the Guardians ship, Star-Lord felt a little threatened. He started mimicking Thor. That was hysterical. Everyone meeting each other again was great. Captain America was an awesome character, like always. Hulk, at the beginning of the movie, Hulk had a great fight scene with Thanos. But Thanos just kept beating him, pow, 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 pow. And Hulk lost. Hulk never loses. It was a shocker. How could Hulk lose? Well, anyway, I know the best one who's dead. Yeah, Heimdall stays dead. But before Heimdall dies, he sends Bruce back to Earth. And when Thanos' henchmen first showed up, it was Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and Bruce, and Wong all fighting these two henchmen, right? And Bruce kept trying to get the Hulk out, but the Hulk wouldn't come out because Thanos, Hulk was scared of Thanos, and Hulk didn't want to come out because Hulk thought he wouldn't be able to meet anybody again. It was very creative what they did. I was disappointed to see very few Hulk, but I like what they did with him. I really like this movie. I'm just scratching the surface here. Black Panther, awesome. Bucky, the Winter Soldier, Steve Rogers reuniting with him, awesome. Bruce Banner meeting up with everybody after 2 years, because we saw him in Thor Ragnarok. He's been on that planet for 2 years. He didn't even know the Avengers broke up. He was shocked. He was like, Tony said, the Avengers broke up. And Bruce was like, broke up, like the Beatles. And it was great. I really enjoyed this movie. Thanos was such a great villain. They gave him depth. They gave him emotion. They gave him an arc. They made him think what he was doing was right, even though he knew he was wrong. He believed what he was doing was right. Great villain, great story, great characters. Thor was awesome. When Thor returned to Earth and started this tearing down these aliens, it was epic. Rocket Raccoon had a funny interaction with Winter Soldier. Rocket Raccoon liked the gun that Bucky was using. He said, I like that gun, can I have it? Bucky said, no. And then Rocket says, I like that arm, can I have it? And then Bucky just leaves and walks away, and Bucky's like, oh, I'm getting that arm. There's a lot of great moments. When Steve Rogers met Groot, that was great, because Groot was like, I am Groot. Steve Rogers says, I'm Steve Rogers. It was awesome. Shit, this whole movie was awesome. I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. I'm not going to. But yeah, I didn't want you to talk about these few scenes I did. Where do I rank this? Well, I will tell you. Avengers Infinity War is my second favorite MCU movie. Here's my top 5 favorite MCU movies for all you people. Number 5, Ant-Man, awesome. Number 4, the first Avengers movie. All of them meeting up, great movie. Number 3, Spider-Man Homecoming. My favorite Spider-Man movie. Well, this is a great, fun movie. Number 2, Avengers Infinity War. I know it's brand new, but it's awesome. I love it. Saw it twice, might see it again. My number one favorite MCU movie. I don't think anything is going to top it. Is Captain America Civil War. It's an awesome movie. Alright, well, that will do it for this quarterly chat discussion on Avengers Infinity War. I'll be back a little later, but until then, this is Ben. Bye-bye.